G'day Debrief Faithful, it's Nortzy here on a Friday. I just thought I'd put out a little snippet of my chat with Russell Robertson, of course, on Robbo's Rundown, joining me every fortnight this season in 2024 just to dissect Melbourne's performance and delve into some of the matters off the field. So we had a fantastic chat earlier today about the home base, the need for a high performance facility all in one. If you want to listen to that and hear that, you will have to be a Debrief Premium subscriber. You'll see the links on the socials. You can head to the Instagram bio on the Debrief account, click on Premium Podcasts. You can sign up for $5 a month or $42 annually and you'll get a 30% discount. We put a freeze on that. So ever since we started the Premium Podcast in 2021, we haven't hiked the price up once, and I know it's a very tricky climate at the moment, but we just wanted to ensure that we're doing the right thing by the faithful, and you'll get bang for your buck. You'll get the player ratings every single week that I do. You'll get Robbo's Rundown every fortnight, and then, of course, some of the exclusive interviews that we do with the current players when the club hooks us up, which is always very nice of them, or when we go out and speak to some of the former greats of this football club. So sign up to Debrief Premium. You'll be able to access the player ratings and Robbo's Rundown that have been put out in the last couple of days. And I'll roll a little bit of the tape and give you a sneak preview of what I had to chat to Russell Robertson today in terms of how to Melbourne beat Geelong and what's our desperate need at the moment to match it with the best. So enjoy this, and thanks for supporting the podcast.
Well, big game coming next week. We're going to take on the Cats, and it's a home game. We're going to all be there supporting. And I think we'll know a little bit more about our club after that one, whether we need to get fitter or whether we're sort of there and it was just an aberration last week. I think we just need to get fitter. I'm not worried about the talent in our team. I know that Viney, I think he was down on disposal. I think he only had about 17 or something like
14,
that.
14, I think.
14, yeah, 14 disposals. So obviously that put some time into him. They were always putting time into Petrarca.
Yep.
And then Oliver's a little bit up and down at the moment, but he's kind of solid, isn't he? So, yeah, those three big three. There's the Mount Rushmore, isn't it, with Max Bourne on there as well. Max has been unbelievable, just a soldier for the Melbourne Football Club, and his game again, I think you'll agree, was just sublime. I mean, I talked to a Collingwood supporter in my father-in-law who just, and he's actually 6'5", my father-in-law, and he just gushes over Max Bourne. I think, you know, it's hard for a Collingwood supporter to say anything about, especially the older generation, of anything nice about the Melbourne Football Club, but he walked through the door here yesterday and he was just like, how good was Max Bourne? I just love watching that man play. And that's huge respect. Huge kudos for him. So that Mount Rushmore needs to obviously go to another level. And when they do, we can beat the Cats.
Definitely. I think so. We need more from our senior pros, particularly in the middle. I think defensively we're holding up incredibly well, and that's one of the biggest reasons for me why we're 5-2 at the moment and well-placed before these next couple of games at the G.
I was at Nita's Pub on Wednesday night watching the show, watching the show, I suppose, the game of footy with Nita. And he and I, probably from a different era, you know, we didn't have those big sort of mistakes like that, you know, some blatant, obvious, how do you miss that big sort of mistake? Yeah. Because probably we weren't as knocked up as these guys are getting at the moment. So we understand. But, yeah, it's a completely different game now, and you need to be able to run. You need to be fit.